would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Right, so on the way back from this dump of a place, Dan. I haven't actually been to Daventry. It might be fucking lovely.
No,
might
it's
be,
not.
Might be really scenic, because we've only seen an industrial estate twice this year.
Well, me and Sherwin have tried to, like, use Daventry.
Said.
And it, like, wasn't like the most welcoming place.
American Werewolf in London, where you come in from the moor into the pub.
Yeah.
There's no room for you, boy.
Yeah, I'm not going to get anything here. Like,
epic event.
So the epic GT.
You should call it the Epic Podcast, but no, not really. So Epic GT, UK yep. GT. Was yep. it? Because they're talking about Worlds next year. I mean, big ambitions.
I guess so. But they did also speak about this stuff. There was an AGM done on the lunchtime today, and there was they did speak about the issues of obviously Epic UK is a different sets of army lists compared to the rest of the world. So I'm not sure how they could do a world then. Like what? Like,
well, you have to play your rules.
Yeah, exactly,
what can you do? You can't say just bring your own rules.
Yeah, but no, you couldn't. But so
I've written my own list. It's complete bullshit.
It might be a bit of a barrier to like foreign players, I suppose. Yeah. But there we go.
Well, I'm sure Brexit's doing plenty of that.
More barriers, yeah.
You know?
More barriers going up.
So you'll be glad to know, listeners, that now 60% of the British public are in favour of us rejoining and kicking Brexit in the fanny. Say no more Brexit, please.
Yeah, so how long will that take us to rejoin?
10 years.
Oh, good. 10 years well spent.
16. And, plus.
So basically, overall, 20 years of like
wilderness.
Wilderness.
Self-enforced wilderness.
Self-pain. Excellent. Ah, oh, so British.
So very, very British. And so we can't say that it's potential for us to go back in because that would be wrong.
Yeah.
So officially, we're not going back in, but everybody knows we're going to end up going back in.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very British.
Yeah.
Very British. That will not be spoken about.
Yeah. So Barry, tell us about what did you take to this event?
I took what on paper looked like a really tricksy but flimsy army, but in reality turned out to just be a fucking horrible army to play with and against.
So you did enjoy using it, and nobody enjoyed playing against it.
Nobody enjoys playing against it because. Yeah, but we'll discuss why in the course of the games. But you got room to fucking talk.
What?
So if Necrons are like the bastard stepchild of Epic,
yeah.
Then the full bloody fucking Jason Voorhees is Beltan Elder.
I wasn't using Beltan Elder. Yemlock Elder, but Elder. Yeah.
Well, I don't give a fuck. Why are you not using the proper one?
Because that was the models I had.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
What do you mean I'm doing it wrong? It's the models I can get hold of.
Okay, so one thing I will say for this Epic UK scene is they do some really incredible stuff back of house in like tracking your records and tracking the lists you've used and tracking the races you've used and what races you've fought against and all this stuff. So if you want to know what lists win with what race, you can just download them. All the information's there. So the Beltan list that won the first event we went to, it's there. You can just download it, mm-hmm. and then run that. And then you know if you can't get a win with it, it isn't the list that's the problem. Maybe you're the fucking problem.
Maybe you're the problem. It's me. Hello.
Is it me? So you're using bullshit Eldar. Bullshit.
Bullshit Eldar.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Gary, what were you using?
I was using Death Guard.
Yeah.
The Nerge. Lovely.
Good looking Nerge.
Yeah,
good looking Nerge.
Thank you. They looked good. Didn't do anything else well. Still not sure if it's the pilot or the car. Myself.
Well, I'm hoping it's neither, as we're in the car that Gary's driving.
Oh, yeah. Gary's a good driver.
He is a good driver.
I do my best.
Okay, cool.
I've played Death Guard twice at tournaments now. Done kind of badly both times, but in the game, sort of half the army did well both times. So maybe third time I'll be able to combine the two bits that did well and maybe do okay. Maybe next time, if I'm lucky.
Yeah, fair enough.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So we had to leave relatively early this morning. Paul was a little bit later because he had to have his like 12-gun salute or whatever he has in the morning.
from the kids, mate. You're just jealous.
I'm not jealous. Kids, everybody else, kids everybody else should get up and salute Paul yeah. on the way
it's
out.
Like, yeah, like, I, they want, like...
Yeah,
it's important that the kids want to see me go.
I like my that. Kids couldn't give
Your
a
kids
fuck.
Can't give
they
a
couldn't even come out of the room. Yeah, yeah.
Are you gone yet? Just leave your wallet on the table.
Like, I'm literally just there to ferry them to and from school and other activities.
Yeah, yeah.
Clean, wash and cook.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's my job.
You're just like an 18th century housewife, aren't you?
Like, the kids weren't, they weren't, yeah. If it wasn't for WhatsApp, I'd never communicate with them. Because they have their own bedroom, they have no interest.
Yeah, yeah. Shut up, Dad.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
It'll come to you. Yeah, they got their own their bedrooms, the kids.
What, my kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have their own bedrooms.
Oh, there you go. Well, yeah. Wait when they get old enough to just want to be in their bedroom.
Yeah,
they?
I know. I
can
know.
Can you come out occasionally?
Yeah. No, I know that. I know that's coming. Yes.
They don't make the most of it now.
But right now, I have young kids who want to know me.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
That's like that's why I can't do tomorrow. It's because I'm spending the day with the family. We're going to the zoo.
John Colchester Zoo.
Colchester Zoo, yeah.
It's nice. Many in the soft play.
Oh, yeah, they're like, so my daughter who's five. It's like, oh, can we go to the zoo? Can we go to the zoo? Yeah, like, yeah, okay.
Have you got the annual card?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's worth it, that card. Yeah. You've made your money back.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's your favourite animal at the zoo? Soft play. It's like,
such a load of bollocks.
Soft play? It's like, it's not an animal, Hazel. And it's like, oh.
Have you ever been to the zoo?
The lions are all right.
When it's raining.
Yeah.
The fucking soft play.
Soft play's better. And ice cream. That's not an animal, Hazel. That's an ice cream.
There's about 10,000 people in the soft play.
Yeah.
When it's raining, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. The soft play.
But
did I used to like that? They do some good stuff.
Yeah, I think tomorrow I'm going to ask, can we actually try an animal experience where you like get to feed something or get to watch an animal beef?
They normally let you like hold a giant cockroach or some shit in the bug
house. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That you don't need to book, but like I'm talking like see them. Like you go past the wolf enclosure and they're never there. Like they're not. You can't see them.
I've seen them before.
That's good for you, isn't it? Like,
you're not going on the little train that takes you back so you can see from the bottom.
Sorry?
Go on the little road train.
Yeah, and that's another thing we should train.
The road train, they used to love the road train.
Yeah.
Then they've grown out of this now, thank God. I've done it enough times.
Anyway, let's talk about the event.
Oh, yeah, well, okay, yeah, cool. So we left early doors. Gary drove. It was impressive driving.
Yeah.
Impressive driving. And then we got there in plenty of time and. Yeah. We've been to the venue before. The venue's lovely.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
I mean, I'm in awe of whoever these legends are that own this business that could just have a folly that's a gaming club in the builder's yard, effectively.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm. Apparently it was made out of fridges.
I know. When they mentioned it today, I then noticed, yeah, it is very well insulated in there.
Yeah, it was hot, wasn't it?
I went down to a T-shirt and it's November.
I mean, that is global warming too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, round one. You were meant to be playing Horatio, but didn't.
Yeah, I was gutted about that. Yeah, but, I mean, like long story short, is I had bad matchups the whole day. And it's like musings over and like epic
bad
as
matchups,
well.
Really.
Well, should we talk about the
bad
games?
Man, that sounds like
bad dice roll.
Yeah. Bad dice, bad matchups, bad workmen playing their tools.
Should we talk about the games and then the AGM at the end? Because there's thoughts about the AGM. Yeah. But like, so my first game was against a Codex Marines list. And
who was running this said list, sir?
Dave
Mephisto.
Dave, that's right, yeah. And amongst his list, he had two formation units of Terminators. And what else was he had that was a problem? And yeah, lots of air power. So
he did lots of air
power. Maxed on air power.
He had two units of fighters, two Thunderhawks.
That's right. Yeah, so four activations in air power, and I just didn't have an answer to that. You know, because though the Terminators come in, they can't close assault anything because my Elder are all in skimmers. They still have got assault cannons. They'll still do enough to mess up whatever they want to attack. And you can't avoid it. He did the right thing.
Didn't they shoot twice each at fives?
That's right. Yeah, it's enough. It's enough. You know, and he obviously had the initiative. Like placed his two teleports on the second turn, won the initiative, activated first, automatic activated second. Didn't get any blast markers on the Terminators. first and
on
second.
Me, though,
yeah, I know. It's, and yeah. You just ended up. It's like I couldn't do anything about that. I'd split my guys up so there was no like. I mean, actually, I didn't really need to because he couldn't close assault me. But it wasn't like, and it. Yeah, it's frustrating because there was. I don't have the answer in my. Basically, his list is answering a question that I can't answer.
So he's asking a question you can't answer.
Yeah, and it may and. The game at the end of the day, like I really like how I would change my list, but yeah, it's I guess in a sense that is that an issue of Epic Armageddon the system?
Like, why? Built a skew list.
Well, I suppose I did.
You definitely did.
What, as in?
Where was your Aspect Warriors and stuff to fight on the ground?
Yeah, but they would. Oh, well, never mind. Okay,
I don't think you could have them or not. But
yeah, I could, but I don't think they'd still. That wouldn't avoid that from happening. Anyway, so I
how
lost.
How are you going to kill them?
I lost. What I was. I was 1-0 ahead on turn 3, and then I lost 2-0 on turn 4. So I lost the game 2-0 for turn 4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, nobody killed anybody's BT or whatever. Or did he
I got his down to. Oh, yeah, well, that was a. I mean, I had one moment where I was like apologizing for how lucky my planes went. He had a. His BTS was a tactical unit with a hunter and a supreme commander. And
that's
it was
well,
untouched, like no blast markers on it. And I was like, right, okay, I'm going to have to swing hard for this. I'll bomb them with my planes, my 3 Phoenix bombers. It just flew like he's going to shoot at me. I'll ignore it. He missed his shot. Okay, then the dice were on fire, and I took and I broke that formation.
It's
it was
insane.
Untouched, and I broke that formation.
You have to do so much damage to break that.
Exactly. I took all its vehicles.
I think he's got 10 units.
Yeah,
in
I
that.
Took all its vehicles and 3 infantry stands, including the Supreme Commander. Honestly, I was just like,
oh my god,
Jesus Christ, that
and
went
that
well.
And that was like your first activation?
No, 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 that was in the latter game.
Wow,
but I was just like, yeah, bloody hell, like that was strong. But yeah, I lost that game 2-1. No, 2-0. Wow. How was your 2 first games?
Do you want to do yours, Gary?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really that much.
I'm trying
really
to remember. Oh, yeah, I know
you
were playing that, weren't you?
I played the Tau, against the Tau, yeah, which are annoying. They seem to,
I still don't know what they do. What do they do?
They seem to have like these sort of spotters and scouts and things that up all their to hit rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're just picking you off, basically. You're just like loads of dice coming in, and I don't really understand the rules for them, so I just believe what my opponent's telling me.
He's
is
very
what they
experienced,
got to roll.
I'm sure the guy was doing it correctly.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever going to cheat, but you just don't really know what's happening until it's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he hide? The world's biggest epic model.
Yeah,
and apparently that is to scale.
Yes, it's a Forge World model.
What
it's like a
huge tower flyer. Yeah,
about 20 centimeters square. Isn't it?
Easily the biggest model in Epic.
It's not even close.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even fucking like an Orc 20 DC Gargan look fucking tiny next to it.
Yeah.
How many DC was it?
Wasn't that many? I really don't know. All I know is that it came here.
It was enormous.
It blocked out the sun.
What?
It came here from orbit to a sol, which I couldn't anti-air.
Yeah. It's a good planet for.
Next to me and spewed out a load of tanks that I couldn't respond to.
Yep.
And killed me. And before that, his spaceship as well. Like I had a unit of 2 super heavy tanks, and his spaceship pinpointed and shot at them.
Yep.
And killed them both in.
How did it get both?
Because it hits the formation.
Yeah.
And then you roll.
Was it D6?
2D3 to see how much damage it does.
Oh.
And it did 6
and
damage.
It got 6 out of 6.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You didn't save anything.
You
can't. No, it's Titan Killer. Titan Killer.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
So that was bad.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so to stop a spacecraft, the best you could do is have your own spacecraft and win initiative. So no, you have more initiative. So then you then,
yeah.
No, you don't have to win initiative because you can then dictate which turn your spacecraft comes on.
Yeah. So did he have a spacecraft and some kind of big orbital landing thing?
Yeah, so that big spaceship, the Forge World spaceship, come in from the spacecraft and just dropped out of the sky, which means you don't get to anti-air it.
Yeah.
And then it just lands and spews everything out and attacks you right next to you.
Yeah.
I think Marines have something similar, don't they, in some kind of big lander fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah, they could do this. I think they can plan it for. They must be able to plan it for their lander.
I think Thunderhawks can plan it.
Thunderhawks, yeah, they definitely can. But Marines have the initiative. They're going to win initiative, aren't they? Five. So they bring a spacecraft and say, "I'm doing this turn one."
So what about Tau? What was their initiative?
What is their initiative?
Strategy, whatever it's called.
Strategy rating.
Yeah. I'm not sure. It wasn't. I've got four. I think it was slightly.
Three.
Yeah.
So if you basically, theoretically, if you had a spacecraft, you could have said, right, my spacecraft's going on turn one, so he has to choose two or three.
Well, his spacecraft basically failed to come in on turn one.
I didn't think that's how it works.
No, it's automatic. That's right. You are activating it, yeah.
Yeah, so it failed to activate on turn one.
Oh, right.
So it had to come in on turn two.
Ah.
Then the Death Guard spaceship is not very good. It hasn't got that pinpoint attack. It's just got like a bit of a rubbish barrage.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that great.
I don't think Necrons have any such. Oh, maybe they do. I don't know.
They must do, mustn't they? I thought every faction would have. Maybe not.
Even Orcsies. They can't have pinpoint attack, surely, did she?
Nah, fancy technical for them, doesn't it? Yeah.
So yeah, and then there was an interesting moment where a Tau unit completely wiped out a Death Guard company, like of the infantry and rhinos, in one blast. And then my light drones responded and wiped him out in revenge, which was great.
Nice.
But in the end, like, I couldn't do much really. My list, I think, was just a failing from the start. I had two units of artillery that were both my most valuable unit, and they both did quite a lot of work throughout the thing, but like never quite enough to justify their points.
Yeah.
And at least one dying every game.
Yeah. Oh, except for the last game. I didn't
really
give it up in the last game.
Wow, that is good.
And I had to have too much Death Guard infantry to justify, because you have to have one unit of Death Guard infantry to be able to take two support units. And to take all the support units what I wanted, I had to take three units of Death Guard infantry, and they weren't very good. They're very tough, but they're not good enough really, so I need to rebuild my army list basically.
Yeah.
So yeah, lost 2-0 I think.
Is there a radio on?
Yeah, shell, sorry.
That's fine. What's me then? Fuck. Yeah. Where do I begin?
Shall I begin?
Ah. So
who did you play, Barry?
I don't want to be too rude about him.
He was a dick.
He wasn't a dick. He was a really, really nice fella. But, and there's a big but, say ignore everything before the but. But he is fucking painfully slow. Like, the guy Gary played is slow.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. He did the Colchester event. He's an experienced player, but dog slow.
Yeah. Like,
ridiculous. But the guy I played was really fucking slow. And if you're a slow player, same with Warmaster, if you're a slow player, the one thing you cannot do is play a Horde army.
Yeah.
Because you're going to eat all the fucking clock. And we don't play on a hard clock. There's like a round timer, but they're never going
to
finish.
They were negotiating end games to
every fucking game. Yeah. But anyway, so you've got a guy who's murderously slow, playing a monstrously large Guard army with 16 activations, and like about 10 activations is normal, I think. That's where most of my armies fall, sometimes a bit less, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't tend to go more than 10. What was yours, Paul?
11?
Okay.
Yeah.
Gary?
Very much, about 8 or something.
Oh, 8, okay.
Not very good.
Yeah, I think mine, I can't remember, it was about 10. But anyway, I don't deploy anything on board, so I've paid all these points for these bullshit Necrons to be off board. So you've got teleport, you've got portals, everything's off board. You've paid the points to be off board, so be off board. There's no point not being off board. So I deploy nothing. So I've got better initiative than him.
Yep.
Unbelievably, because he's so fucking slow, these guards. They've got initiative, strategy rating 1. So it's the only thing in the world.
Oh, this is the Siege Masters.
Yeah. The only thing in the world I've got more strategy rating
is
than. I've got 2.
Because their strategy is to dig it.
And he's got so much fucking stuff, and he's got, like, what do you call it, where you, like, fortifications.
Yeah,
he's got fucking so much stuff. 3 lots of AA, he's got death fucking strike missiles, he's got, oh my god, he's got so much stuff. And it's like, well, I can't come on early. So I literally say to him, I'm going to go make a drink. You just deploy and then we'll do turn one. But I'm probably not coming on turn one, which I didn't.
Yeah.
How long do you reckon it took him to deploy? Now, I am not deploying anything. This is literally just him deploying.
Yep.
He took more than 1 hour of 2.5 hour game time to deploy the fucking army. I said to him, man, you've taken an hour to deploy. We've only got 2.5 hours to play the fucking game. It was like, it was because you got your, you know, where you get action paralysis because there's too many variables. Which of these 16 activations do I do first? And then, so turn one, I say, I'm not coming on board. I'm staying off board. And it took another half an hour to do turn one. So, man, there's nothing to do.
So, you've done nothing for an hour and a half?
Nothing.
Not rolled a dice in anger.
No.
Not placed a model.
No.
I mean, he probably thought it was the best hour and a half of his life.
He was getting really stressed about it.
What? Because you haven't done anything?
Because he's like worrying about where stuff's going to happen because he can't. Anyway, so turn two, I'm getting a bit antsy. And I made the mistake that you either stay off till turn three or you come on, as we'll discuss later, you come on early. So I came on a little bit turn two.
This is recording, isn't it? Yeah, it is recording. Yeah.
So I came on with one set of monoliths, and then I was going to bring some stuff through the portals.
Yeah.
So I deploy. I think I come on without any blast markers, so I'm relatively happy. It's like, oh, happy days, happy days. And then we do the initiative roll. I'm plus one. But this is never going to happen any other time. I'm plus one. So I fucking lose. Of course I lose.
Yeah.
So then he leathers the motherfucking shit out of the monoliths and breaks them. So it's like, oh, well, I've got two activations there because one of them's dead and they're broken.
Yeah.
I've got two monoliths to use, so I'll bring some stuff in through a monolith and I will assault a unit of fucking scouts. Because these scouts are stopping me getting towards the objective.
Yeah.
So I've got two monoliths supporting, I think, no, maybe not, whatever, two monoliths. But I've got like a unit of 8 Necron warriors attacking scouts and they lose. And not only do they lose, they die. And you go, what the fuck is this? So then I bring another unit in,
yeah.
And they fucking do the same firefight, and they fucking lose, and they break and they go off. So then turn three, I bring everything on, and the game just grinds to a. It's so slow, it's just not. I've got like 6 activations or something, and the final turn takes all the available time, and it's just. Well, whatever, man.
Did it finish?
It finished, and he managed to break me on the last dice roll. He needed to do a wound on one dice on my Citan or whatever the fuck.
Right, okay.
And he managed to get it. Well, whatever. Happy days. So I think he won. He won like 1-0 or 2-0 or something.
So you learned how you play your list better. Would you have done something different with that game?
Yeah, because what staying off board, because he's not a nasty player. I don't want to make it sound like he was a bad guy, because that's not it. He could be a nice guy, but a horrible opponent, because you played too fucking
slow. An hour and a half, to deploy.
No, it's an hour to deploy.
No, an hour to play, and then another half hour to play a turn where you didn't do anything.
Yeah, but it was the hour to deploy that did me. I was like, I was a broken man. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
How long can it take?
Yeah. Oh my God.
There a mistake made with the Overwatch as well, do you think?
There was, yes, but I didn't realise that. But yeah. Because Overwatch takes your activity. It's only if you start the game, you know. Does Overwatch always take your activation? If you use your Overwatch.
Yes, that's your thing, isn't it? Yeah.
So yeah. I think we were.
Otherwise you could shoot twice.
He did.
Ah.
That's what happened when I came down. He fucking Overwatch me, then activated and
That was wrong.
Because I was with the Necrons, you've got to try and pick a soft spot. So I picked the softest spot I got, and I still got fucking wanged.
Yeah.
Anyway, game one was an abomination, and
shit.
That wasn't you, I don't think. I was dreading ever having to use the Necrons again.
Yeah.
Anyway,
was it you?
No,
you just
doing
73 on the.
Yeah, no, but like. Sorry, it was you. A camera flash, but.
I think it was somebody else that sped past you quite
quickly. Yeah.
But also, it made me. Because we go backwards and forwards about the clock thing, and I said, no clock. That kind of experience. He could not play that game in 1 hour 15.
No.
He wouldn't have even fucking deployed.
He wouldn't have been deployed.
And then the game's over.
Excellent, well done. I won the game by never putting a model on the table. I outsucked my opponent.
Imagine that. He timed himself out. I didn't even deploy, mate.
Yeah.
He's just fucking dead.
Yeah. It was all on him and he ran out of time. Excellent. I brought a piece of paper. What did you bring?
So if I could do some things in the game, not ideal, going down the clock route. I'm not sure they're open to the clock route, I've got to be honest.
But did you like point out what an atrocious game that was to the
team? They know. There's a couple of them are incredibly slow players, and they actually played each other round two, and that was just like an abortion of a game.
Yeah. Well, that was the one they had to make stop, didn't
it? It was me and Gary had nearly finished and they were still deploying. Fucking hell. So then we had lunch, and the lunch was the AGM, which we're going to do later, I think.
Yeah, cool.
And then...
So game two is me, isn't it? Yeah. So after playing Codex Marines and, you know, the Terminators like hitting me badly on the air support, really sadly... I played against the Dark Angels.
Were they Codex Dark Angels?
As in Codex Dark Angels.
And were they good?
They turn it up to 11. You know, so...
What? Are they good then?
The game was done in one turn, basically.
Oh, you were playing the Greybeard, weren't
you? Yeah. He had only two units of scouts on the table. Everything else was off table.
Nice.
And it just... Again, dice rolls, gets initiative.
And you're all on table, are you?
I'm all on table, yeah. And dice rolls, initiative happening. And it was just an appalling game to play. Like, I could do, you know, I just took my pieces off, like, all the time. Because it was just like his...
That's a tiny violin for the Elder. But...
Yeah, like coming in with a lander, destroying stuff. Terminators destroying stuff. More Terminators destroying stuff. Marine Devastators coming out of Thunderhawks, you know, destroying stuff. It was...
So you got shellacked twice by Marines.
But the same style of play, but the Dark Angel list was just way worse. Like, in terms of just... Like, it was no game. And after we played through...
As bad as the time when you played Eldar with your... Whatever you played them with and got shellacked. You were, like, World Eaters, weren't
you? Yeah. Well, that was because I couldn't close assault anything. So this was... we played through the first turn. And then after he won the initiative and did two activations on the second turn, I just conceded. Like, I was just like, no, there's no point carrying on. Wow. And he was surprised, and I was just like...
Well, they don't do it, I told you. Yeah. It's unheard of.
Yeah, I was just like, well, it's not gonna... Like, I did quite like their scoring system for sporting. Like, it's worth adding 8 points, and you give 2 points for this, 2 points for that. But I couldn't give him... I gave him 6 out of 8. I couldn't give him the 2 points for, would you happily play that army again? Because it wasn't.
I didn't read that, but nobody's going to give anybody. Yeah.
I did.
I have to score top points for that because everyone's going to want to beat me again.
Can we play you points. Every week?
Yeah. It's an issue I have with the system is that it was a terrible matchup, and it was a non-event.
What's causing the terrible matchup?
Because his list is asking a question that mine. Didn't have the answer to.
Well, surely when you played Gary, your list was asking.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like there are as many one-sided, like, curb stomp games as there are 50-50 games. Like, as in my experience of Epic.
Oh, right.
Like, is it like? It's
so you're saying it's like Blood Bowl by half time, everybody's knocked out or on the floor, and you're just fucking. You can't do anything.
Yeah, no, I'd cease to be a fighting force by, like, the top end of turn one. Like, wow. I was just, like, so much of my stuff was knocked off.
And this was Marines doing this to you?
Dark Angels, yeah.
Well, I'll have to see what shenanigans...
I mean, I took a photo of the army, of all the army lists, so, it'll be available. Like, in fact, do you want me to... I'll run through it, like, it's...
Apparently Dark Angels is... If you want to play like the Codex Marines, then you should use the Dark Angels list because it does that better.
Yeah. So okay, this was the guy's list. Devastator with transport, two hunters, Vindicators, Razorbacks. So that's his BTS. That comes in via a landing craft. Devastators. Oh, wow. One of them drop pod. Yeah, one unit of Devastators drop podded in. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah, like scouts, transport, and a Razorback just to make up some points. Scouts, transport. So they set up on the table. Then Deathwing, Terminator units, Chaplain, Deathlane, Deathwing, Chaplain. They will come
two
in.
Two Terminators with Chaplain.
Yeah,
oh my god.
They're gonna come in by. He brought them in by Thunderhawks actually. then two Thunderhawks, a landing craft, two Space Marine flyers called Nephrim flyers, which are unique to Dark Angels. Who cares? They're just fighters. And a spaceship, obviously. So this activity, so it's a strategy rating 5. He will put his spacecraft on the first turn, and then as long as he makes his 1+, then 2+, it will apply to you. And it reminded me, Barry, of War Machine days of assassination casters.
Yeah, Kane 2.
Kane 2. Like, I've brought Kane 2. He's going to assassinate your warcaster. Are you going to fall for this? Do you know what it does? Could you avoid it? If you can, then if you can avoid it, there'll be maybe a game. If you can't avoid it, it's done in 15 minutes.
Done. Yeah. Turn 2, done.
Turn 2, done. And that's there's a lot of that in Epic. Yeah, I find.
Well, I don't think it's quite as bad as that. But
I mean, yeah, maybe sour grapes. But honestly, I was just like, ugh. Is it that kind of list? Is like, it's so curb stomp something.
But to put your Terminators into the Thunderhawk, it's one Thunderhawk, is it, or two?
There's two Thunderhawks, yeah.
Oh, yes. But they can get shot down.
Yeah, exactly. But then it's like you're committed to, like. So we chatted about it afterwards. Like, the guy was a perfectly nice player. But if I could theoretically have gotten another unit of planes and more air defence, then he's committed to that tactic. He's going to have to run the anti-fire coming in, the anti-air coming in. And you might.
Sometimes you can't get in.
Yeah, you might shoot them down. And if he does, that ends the game to you by the end of turn one.
Yeah.
Like, you blow up a Thunderhawk full of Terminators. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I really hate the plotting rules for all from a spacecraft.
Yeah. You put that with that other bullshittery that we talked about in round one.
That's awful. Like, rules writing.
Okay. With no clocks.
Yeah.
The kind of, what did we used to have it? Ambush rule. The war machine rule was like this.
Like, oh. But they won't obviously change core rules, because they're not going to change core rules. So that is. So basically, the guy had to go disappear while he could write down where he was going to
and when
he's going to blow up a bit of the table. And it is just it's just terrible. Like, find a better mechanic than that.
Just don't have them. What happens to scatter?
Pinpoint attacks are fine, but not that. Yeah.
You get to choose which turn that happens, or you can roll.
Well, he's going to so the player with the highest strategy rating decides which turn their spacecraft at the start of the game, which turn is their spacecraft going to be over the battlefield.
And then yours can't be.
Well, then nothing's better than strategy rating 5. There's Space Marines.
Yeah.
So in that case, my spacecraft was forced to be on the second turn, because I could use turns 2 or 3.
Right.
Or whatever. So it was not good. I could not recommend that.
What?
Well, that game didn't show the game system off very well.
Or did it?
No, it's like, it was just
I think
like.
That is the. If you want. Most people want to play Space Marines at heart. If you're going to play Space Marines, it has to be a list like that, like a scalpel list. You can't just.
Yeah, because they have the toolbox to put a question to the opponent. Can you answer this? And, and as long as you are making your, first up activations, and then you don't roll. You roll at least the order of activation. You need to retain initiative, you need to pass that, and you need to do things. There's some armies will those Terminators can assault me, that's fine, because I've got a fair chance of winning or something. The right, kind of like an Orc army, for example, I suppose, but not Eldar. They're too brittle.
Well, they don't like it up them, apparently. And that's good. I try not to be too down on the Space Marines, because when you start using them, they're really not easy to use. If you have in your mind, you say, "Oh, I'm going to get all these Predators and Whirlwinds," and it's all fucking garbage. The only stuff that's really, really top tier are Thunderhawks, Terminators are fucking outstanding.
Yeah.
Attack squads in defence.
Yeah.
Those drop putting Devastators.
I looked at his list and I was like, would I want to take that list to an event? Because I'm going to be that guy.
Well, you know that Necron player's that guy.
Yeah. It's in like, I'm going to do this thing to you. There's no, because if you had two lists, like a two list event, that would mitigate it a bit. But you're gonna, like, I'm gonna
that's
be
a bit
that.
Of a happen.
No,
but
you
were, you were trying to be that guy today, though, weren't you?
Well, no, I wanted. I
you
wanted,
did try to be the guy.
I wanted to see what would be Eldar and
every
what that does.
Apparently.
Yeah, yeah, like, so yeah, it's like there you go. But like, we're playing in a nice friendly meta at home.
Yeah,
yeah, friendly like, meta. Yeah,
but
yeah.
It, yeah, it's say like, you know, it wasn't honestly. It was not good. Like it, as a game, it was like. Yeah.
So you got shooed round one and shooed round two
by something even worse. Yeah. Gary, how was your turn?
I got shooed round one. Gary goes, between us, we're four games in now, four losses.
Yeah, yeah. Gary, how was your second game?
Well, my second game I played against Barry.
Oh, no. At least someone will get a win.
That's it.
I think, having played a few different players now, I think maybe I'm probably not that tactical a thinker and a bit slapdash.
You think?
Yeah. I just want to have fun.
I just want to have fun.
I
fell in love, man. It's not my fault.
you know, like popcorn games.
Yeah.
So I enjoy popcorn games, but Epic isn't a popcorn game.
No.
Everything's really fussy.
Gary, you sound like a Man of War player.
Funny
suspension. So, for example, like, you need to put your stuff in cover by touching the vehicles. It's just what you have to do.
And I forget to do that.
I know, but yeah. You know
all
what I mean?
Time.
It's like, yeah. You've got
you can even do that with skimmers.
Yes, you can touch the skimmer.
Yeah. It's not. It's literally above your head and you're using it as cover. It's meant to
be. So you can have two infantry
stands. I thought
stands.
That could be like to do with like maybe the anti-grav is like scattering dirt everywhere.
Maybe.
So cover's good, especially for stuff with less armour, but it gets minus one to hit, so it's good for everybody.
Yeah.
So you need to do that, and you need to also move the get the 5 centimetres apart your ship, because that's only ever working against you.
Yeah.
Having your stuff bunched up is only
what
a
you
bad
don't
thing.
Need to do, Gary, is have two formations the same points value,
no,
which are the most expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. Then my thought behind that was that that will make my opponent concentrate on both of them and ignore everything else I've got.
What?
Well, concentrate
not,
on
no, concentrate on one!
That's what
exactly, it's not what happened.
It's like, okay, I can ignore one and attack one. And I've got, he's given me the choice of two.
So anyway, I played Barry.
So we just need to say that for the record.
Yeah.
If you've got two most valuable units at the same points, you need to change
don't
the
do
list.
That.
Don't do that.
You have no advantage, you just give it to the opponent.
Most games are won like 2-1, and that is the one. You're giving them the one.
Yeah.
So I didn't take an hour and a half to set up.
It's true.
I took about 20 minutes
to set
up and play my first two turns while Barry stayed off the board.
Yeah, this was a mistake. But I think we did play this in one turn, didn't we?
Yeah, so like I quickly nipped up the field as far as I could get, and then Barry then came in turn three.
Yeah.
And the obelisks appeared. They were looming over the battlefield, and then things jumped out and started shooting at me, and it was a kind of just a roll-off, wouldn't it, really?
The normal thing happened, that the stuff I put down, when you got the first activation and just blew it off the fucking board, broke it.
Yeah.
Broke my pylon,
things
broke my monolith.
Things were looking promising to
start with. They were. But monoliths have got some real fucking bullshit. Like proper bullshit that I learned after this game from the Greybeard.
Yeah.
So I can't say I did it in this game because I didn't know it was a thing. But what the game was relatively quick. We only did it in one turn. So I picked a flank, so I'm fighting half an army instead of the whole army. Put all my objectives on that side. He had his blitz towards that side, and I literally just fought on a short edge.
Yeah.
In the table, so what was that? I'm fighting on 4 foot table.
Mm.
And that was all we did. The zombies did. I'm really getting underwhelmed with the zombies. I keep crunching the numbers, and unless you roll well, they're fucking awful.
And I didn't roll well.
Yeah.
I rolled like. Did I roll two?
I think
double
you rolled,
one, wasn't it? Snake
no,
eyes,
no, I think you
like
had
that?
Seven out against me.
Was it? Maybe it was the first game I rolled snake eyes then. I rolled really badly the first two games with the zombies. Because you get they effectively teleport in, although they're rising from the grave.
Yeah.
and you get 2d6 plus 3 zombies.
In your mind, that's 15 every turn. Every fucking game,
which
15.
Which, in game 3, I got 15.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did they almost say that? Yeah, I'll remind him about that. 15.
But the first two games, I didn't get 15. And they didn't really do very much. Yeah.
So, one thing in the game with Gary in the week that I came to grips with, or understanding of, is that I only need to get two objectives. One that needs to be the blitz, and then I need to get one of my two in your half, and that's 2 points.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I went off to the blitz, got the blitz, and I went after one of the objectives that I put in his half, and that was it. And I think I managed to scrape the BTU because towards the end of the activations, because the artillery, if you can get in to firefight them, they're really not strong at all.
No, it's not what they do. Yeah.
No. So, yeah, so I think they've got 5 of armor, they've got 1, 5 of attack, maybe. The things that protect them are pretty good, the defilers or whatever they are. You can kind of isolate the defilers.
Yeah.
So I think it was like a 3-0 or something.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, it really went really quickly. I didn't do a lot apart from get the force Gary off his blitz and get the blitz.
Yeah.
There was an uncontested objective that I managed to grab on, and I protected my blitz.
Yeah.
But the game is really quite simple not a lot of armies have the ability to say, I'm going to go after this objective and this objective and forget the rest.
Yeah. Because if you say I was playing you, Barry, and like, okay, you're not going to do anything for the first 2 turns. I could be anywhere on the table I wanted to be with Eldar.
Well, no, you're going to be around the objectives.
Yeah, I'll be like, right, okay, and then...
So we just fight over the objectives I choose to fight over.
You choose to fight over, exactly. Weird one, yeah.
But I always lose the strategy role.
Yeah.
I did, every fucking game, every turn. I think I've won one in my game 3 on a draw. But yeah, you lose. So you get smashed in the face twice.
Yeah.
Before, 3 times if you've played Eldar.
You'd be where you wanted to be on those 2 turns, and then the first turn you get to where you want to go, and second turn you go on Overwatch, don't you? And then so you had your whole army waiting for you on Overwatch.
Yeah, but that doesn't work like we thought it worked.
Yeah, but theoretically, like, it's a defensive tactic, isn't it?
But if you use the Overwatch, then you don't have an activation.
Well, yeah, true, but yeah,
it depends if you're in position. That point.
You need to get in position by turn one.
Which the Death Guard can't do.
Can't do because they're not slow. So like, I'm just thinking, like, if it was Eldar, like, I'd march to everywhere I needed to be.
Yeah.
And then turn two, just rattle off loads of Overwatch orders. And then I'd be like, right, we're waiting. Garrett, you know, I'd win the initiative theoretically. Make Barry activate first, because what am I going to activate first? Oh no, I could activate my planes and go on, you know. Did you have any planes?
No,
we didn't do that. Like,
I don't know. A really monstrous anti-aircraft gun.
So yeah, I'd present you a situation where it's like, right, it's turn 3, everything of mine's on Overwatch, you know, and you're activating first. What are you bringing in first? And then it's like, do I want to shoot it? Do I not? Yeah. That's how I'd have played that.
I think the retooled Necron army might be absolutely fucking hideous to play against.
Yeah.
Like, literally disgusting to play.
I think you've
against.
Got quite a lot of points to play with units that you found were not worth their
points.
So use those and you've got a lot of stuff you can get in.
But I'll talk about that later. It does make you are in true Janus style, you're boiling the list down to 2 or 3 entries.
Yeah.
Everything else is just garbage tier, by comparison.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I managed to get the first win in the car, so that's good.
Yeah, well done. Because you played one of us. Like, God, we're shit tier.
Team shit. But well, team noobs though.
Britain, more like shitted.
Team noob.
Are we team noob now?
I don't know.
Third tournament.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Still first year.
Yeah.
What if you two could win the championship next year? if you put in the legwork. I've got to get relegated.
Yeah,
I've got to come back down.
Because you could be relegated, yeah.
If I don't get enough points.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
So game three,
right, okay. So I end up with the same side matchup. There were two Yemlock Eldar players.
Was he the same as you?
Yes, yeah, same skew. But at least this guy was called Al.
He built it differently.
Yeah, at least he built it differently. And he'd taken the two lovely models, he'd taken two Revenant Titans.
What size are they?
Warhound side.
Oh, damage, sorry, capacity, for
damage capacity 3 with hollow fields.
Like 500,
650 points.
For two. That's quite expensive.
Yeah, it was easily his BTS. And he also used some lynxes, which I didn't have modelled to get. Like, as in, I used my super heavies as cobras. And I like the guy, because like he'd just literally gone for one of everything he could get hold of. And I was like, yeah, cool, I'd done similar in another way. And so at least, and I wanted to see what these Revenant Titans did. And so I had more activations, and of course we're both like glass jawed armies where neither of us can take a hit, and because
we the same army, man.
Well, yeah, the same armies, and neither, you know, so the Yemlock Elder can't take dish out a hit, but can't take a hit. But my number of activations dominated the game basically, and I knew all the threat ranges because it's my own army. I was like, going into it, I was like, I hope I win this, because if I lose the same side matchup, I am just a shit player. It's definitely the pilot, not the car. You know, like, but
you know, mirror match.
So I was like, right, am I going?
And your list looked better meta tooled than his list. His list was a little less focused.
So like, general. So like, it was a case of like, what is he going to do with his? He's not taking any aircraft. So I was like, he had a decent amount of anti-air. And I was like, what is he going to do with his BTS? And he went for a move, he doubled them forward to right in the centre of the table. But I played this wrong. So I could set up a crossfire situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't need to, because his hollow fields aren't affected by that. And he takes the hollow field save instead of the armour save.
Right.
So that was my mistake there. I was like, so I like sent a unit of Vipers in typical Eldar way of like double moving around, like how I want to move.
Bullshit, you mean?
Yeah, to be behind him to then set up a crossfire. And they didn't need to do that, was not going to have any effect on him. So, oops. I did pick up a few things. He had like some different infantry models, which, you know, with different ranges, like, so I might look at it and say, oh, okay, cool. And I kept forgetting which units of mine had spirit stones, and he was marking the units with a token. I was like,
so what do they do?
Give you a leader, so it'd take off one extra plasma.
Okay.
And it's like, yeah, it's like they're cheap little upgrades that you've got to remember to use, isn't it? Like, is it? And so I liked how he was marking them. So he'd moved his BTS into the middle of the table. I could then chain quite a few activations on to attack them. I broke them, and there are 1+ activation. So then I could. Then it was like a big roll of him, because I made sure I was near. He did rally them turn two, but then I broke them again. I won the initiative and broke them again, then he failed to pass their morale, their recovery on turn three. But I couldn't kill them. I did 2 damage on 1 Titan. That was it.
Like, so, what was the score at the end then?
So the end, the game. So I basically I just handled it well. I just handled it well because I could plot the threat ranges of everything, and a few things went my way. But like, he really suffered from the air power. Like, I had air, he'd taken none. Once I found a way to degrade his anti-air. Yeah, there are, you know, just that would, you know, he didn't have an answer to what I was doing. So the game ended on turn three. I was like, right, I had like three or four activations left. He was activated, and he'd already lost the game. Like, wow. He was already losing 2-0. So I swung then, right, if I can knock off the Revenant Titans, I'll score a point for them, and there would be nothing in my half if he
fails
to rally. No, but I failed to kill him.
All right.
Yeah, completely.
They're not easy to kill Titans.
No, that hard up 3+ hollow field save means, you know, you can save a lot with that. You know, and he did. So I mean, like, were Revenant Titans a better choice? No, I think. So, like, how I would change my list, I'd be, right, the first thing I buy is two units of fighters for combat air patrols, a unit of bombers. That'll have a good shot at controlling. I can't take four plane formations. I can only take three. It's all 300 points each. So that's
a lot of points, man.
Yeah, but that's what this list needs to do. Then, because I can't suffer that back. Yeah, and then two units of fire prisms because they have a range 75 anti-air gun.
Lance.
Like Lance, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, need two of them, that'll cover the board, and put firestorms into some other formations. That's most of the list already built, and then fill it out with some other like things for but that's what they would need to have to control the game away. Because I can't get that way, I think sure I guess threat stop. Yeah, it's a okay, here comes a lander full of stuff that's gonna mess me up. I might shoot it down. You know, like so and then that'll defend it that way. Maybe. A lucky critical.
Lucky critical. So and you won 2-0.
Yeah, so I won 2. I went for a 4-0 win, didn't get it, 1-2-0.
Okay. Turn 3, 2-0 win.
There was nothing wrong with that. That game was fine as a game of epic. You know, at least I played one. Like, you know, and the first game I played was good. That went to turn 4 turns, but yeah, like so I had 2 good games out of like 3.
Gary, turn game 3.
Game 3 I played this guy Ross, who it was his first tournament and first ever games.
Played some Garnet nice Guardless, yeah, wasn't it?
Steel Legion.
Steel Legion, and he was using a very, very nicely painted, weathered, the Praetorians,
yeah, so
regiment. So they look like the red coats.
Yeah, fantastic Guardian
helmet.
Yeah. So like African, British African Army or something.
Basically,
like,
colonial British troops in space.
With the Zulu kind of era.
Zulu, sir. Like, get the las guns.
That's like a very old battle report in a White Wolf, like donkeys years ago, which was Orcs.
Oh, yeah, we've done it. Yeah.
And that's where they were introduced. Orcs Rift, where they fought the Orcs, basically.
Yeah,
his army had a weathering on all the vehicles.
Yeah. Oh, I voted it for best painting.
Did he? I didn't look at it this well. It was kind of subdued, wasn't it?
It was deceptively well painted.
Oh,
like,
see, that's wasted on me.
He'd even done a head swap on one of the infantry to make him into a commissar.
Head swap at 6 mil?
6 mil. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, very, very nice. All transfers as well, weathered.
Yep.
So yeah,
right.
He got my vote for best painting.
He should have got my vote. We should have seen. I'll look on the video, see if we can see
it.
I didn't
scrutinise all the armies.
No, no. It's like, but that was. If that wasn't the best painted, it was one of the best painted.
Yeah.
We had a good game actually. I lost. Obviously, it was his first fair play to first win.
Yeah.
For him. Yeah. We both kind of just trundled towards.
You must have loved shooting guard infantry.
Yeah, I was actually breaking things with my artillery.
Yeah.
Because my artillery is called
disrupt. Yeah.
Beautiful. Disrupt.
So his infantry companies were coming in and then falling back and then coming in and then falling back.
Yeah.
He had quite a good charge with some rough riders.
Yep.
Which destroyed my super heavy, one of my super heavies, and made the other one break and run away.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah. And considering he only pays 150 points.
Yeah, it was good. That was good activation.
That's a 400 point unit for me.
Yeah.
And then my glide drones got revenge.
Yep.
Which was very sweet.
Yep. Your floaty boat drones.
Yeah. They're beautiful, though, floaty boat drones.
But I was basically let down by my infantry again. All my points I put into my Death Guard infantry, they just gradually get whittled away until
they've got 3+ armour, man.
Is it 3+ armour?
Yeah.
Are they invulnerable as well?
No.
But 3+ armour.
3+ armour. You don't get better than 3+ armour.
No, fucking.
Just roll better.
roll better.
I was rolling so badly until I rolled for my zombies coming in turn 3.
Yeah.
And I rolled a double 6.
Yeah.
And I was so close to taking the blitz. It was like I was killing off units that were contesting it, and then it was bringing another unit I was killing off. Bringing another unit, didn't quite manage to contest it at the end. And he managed to break the zombies by opening up with an entire Lehman Russ company on them.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God!
Bang, bang,
the
bang,
zombies!
Bang,
bang. Still a couple of
of
them left at the end.
So
Lehman Russ company.
Because I was asked, because I obviously played Steel Legion before. I asked him, like, he'd taken two Hydras in Hydra formation into his Steel Legion, into his tank company. So he hadn't gone for more tanks in the tank company.
But there's only 10.
Yeah, exactly. But you can get it 13, Gary.
But they're only zombies.
I know, it's like, that's a good target practice, lads. Firepower demonstration over there.
The zombies, close combat in a super heavy that was contesting the...
That sounds like a bit overmatched.
And the zombies didn't do, I think they did one damage, but then they, in return, took a firefight from an infantry company.
Yeah.
And had to withdraw away.
No.
But then the glide drones come in and managed to put enough damage on the super heavy to break it. But then the infantry company come in and the lever rushes opened up and she couldn't withstand it, basically.
Yeah.
And everything else got whittled away, but my artillery survived.
Yep.
Surprisingly, one of the units was broken, the other one didn't take any damage at all.
Right.
They had quite a few flyers as well, and things like that. But in the end, just my infantry just got whittled down, so they weren't taking any. They were all broken in the end and not taking any victory points.
Yeah, what does your infantry do?
The problem with his infantry is you can't do it. You can't make it bigger than 7.
Yeah.
No.
What is your infantry is doing though?
It's close combat, isn't it?
It's getting beat up. Who is it beating up?
Well, it's close combat.
It's just close combat, really. Yeah. I mean, it's got autocannons, but they're like 286 against.
Yeah.
They're all right against infantry, but I think I need to get...
Well, you've got to take them.
What's your core, like, formations? What are the things you have to take?
You have to take those infantry units.
Oh, okay.
And for each infantry unit, you can take 2 supports.
Yeah.
But my last tournament, because I took Titans, I only needed to take 2 infantry units.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I need to do that again. I need to go down to 2 infantry units.
Is there any upgrades you can put for the infantry to make something worthwhile out of them?
You can put extra stuff in them, but...
You're just making it worse.
Yeah, you're just...
You're reinforcing failure.
Well, I think one of the infantry units needs to be your most valuable unit if it's not going to be something war engine-y.
I've got to put some thought into it.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot goes into the list building for Epic. It's not. Yeah.
Well, surely they can firefight all right, can't they?
Yeah, but they didn't really get a chance to do that.
But they haven't. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
I mean, ideally.
You have Havocs in them. They're all right.
You'd be using them for close combat with the Havocs firefighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they get the regular Death Guard have got 3 plus close combat.
That's very good.
Havocs have got.
Plus, there's all 3s. Firefight. Yeah, that's pretty much as good as it gets as well.
Yeah.
And 3 plus armour.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to get to do that very much. They seem to get surrounded because they're so slow and shot to bits.
Yeah,
they're no slower than regular infantry, are they? Like, they've got transports.
Yeah, but how do you do the, what's it called? The assault. How do you do it with them?
Well, no, you'd end up firefighting.
15.
So the rhinos can move 25?
Yeah.
And so then the infantry jump out, 5 to get out, like, go forward another 10.
So what I've been using them for, and help me if this is wrong, is I start them off at the start, they leap into the rhinos, double, because I can't triple at all, move 50 towards a victory point.
Yep.
And try to get near a victory point to take it.
To try and get
near a victory point and then defend the victory point.
Hang on. So they start out of it.
Yeah.
Well, touching.
But they can't end out of it, can they?
Yeah, they can jump in and then jump out at the end as well.
Right, okay.
So they're not stuck in them for getting shot.
Yeah.
And that's what I try and use them for. I try and use them to take locations.
Yeah, yeah.
And they seem to get to a location and then get shot to bits.
Are you being religious about making them touch the rhinos so they get cover?
Yeah, I don't know if that would have made them. I don't know if that would have made them though. I did when I remembered.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would have made a difference at the end of the day.
Yeah. So. Right, okay.
So what was the score? 2-0.
Yes. 2-0. In turn 4 though. Where's turn 4?
Turn 4.
Oh, nice. Nice. Longer, but could get a better game then.
Yeah.
Better game.
So. Barry, what did you have finished us
off? I played Dave. Dave Mephist on your game 2.
Dark Angels, yeah.
Was that your game 2? No, it was game 1, wasn't it?
That was my game. Yeah, your game, my game 1, yeah.
So your game 1
was
my
Codex game 3.
So, because I'd actually got a win, so I was getting against the people that I also got a win.
Yep.
And I've had a coaching by the Greybeard that you played in round
2, yep.
Yeah, you played in Mag 2. Because he plays Necrons, and we discussed how to use them better. And so it was a completely different game, Game 3. For a start, I played on board, teleported in on the beginning of Turn 1.
Yeah.
And didn't teleport in piecemeal, put in everything.
Yeah.
So my whole army was going to come on and play in Turn 1. And what that allowed me to do was the bullshit shenaniganry of coming out of one portal, firefighting something, breaking it, and going back off another portal.
In the same activation?
In the same activation. So you come on, shoot, consolidate five out of another portal.
So only stuff with Overwatch will get a chance to shoot you, or stuff returning the firefight?
Yeah. So you generally lose one stand, but you can regrow that.
Are you going back in a different portal?
Yes, so they come in threes, the monoliths.
Oh, right, okay, same. So one formation of three monoliths, right.
Yeah, you come out of one.
Yeah.
You form yourself around another one because you've got to be within five.
Yeah.
You do your shooting, the monoliths also shoot.
Yeah.
Three each, so that's nine on fives, four on fire. And then what I would do is the monoliths would activate, move forward, shoot something, put a blast marker on it.
Yeah.
I'd retain, jump out with my warriors, firefight, kill it, and then jump out of a portal. So they're back off board.
Yeah.
Did you say what you were playing against?
I was playing against Wolves, what were they? Regular Marines.
Yeah, Codex Marines.
Marines. So, and I did that over the first couple of turns. I did that four times. Come on board, kill something, get off board. So he was dinging up the monoliths. He killed the war barky fucking thing. That was rubbish. Killed the pylon, rubbish. Like, really easily, because he had
a warhound titan in there.
So once you've shot a pylon twice, even if you're shooting it with las pistols, don't do anything.
Darn.
It's broken. So now it doesn't do any AA. So the aircraft's now just come in and bomb the fuck out of it.
Yeah, he had a decent amount of AA.
DC-2, off you go.
Yeah.
The Citan, broken, get off the board. The Warbarky thing, broken. First unit of monoliths, broken and destroyed. So I had two units of two or three monoliths left going into turn two. He broke quite a lot of my stuff.
Cool.
But he hadn't touched any of my infantry. Now, in all the other games, my infantry were getting absolutely fucking battered.
Yeah.
So I had nothing to do anything with. But this game, even when you knock my monoliths off board, they come back on board, and even though they broke themselves coming back on board, they can still use the portals. So it can still come on, shoot, jump back off.
Okay, there you go.
And one amazing thing was, if I get shot, which happens really easily, and it breaks the monoliths, because you don't have to hurt them, you just put the second blast marker on, now they're broken. They don't have to run away because they're fearless.
They're fearless, yeah.
So they can do a 30 centimetre move forward towards the enemy.
Yeah.
Which is what I did. Which is just. And another thing that happened, he managed to catch one of my MVP, which is six destroyers, caught them on board, killed five of them.
Yep.
And they broke. So next turn, they do the reanimate protocol, so they get one back, so now there's four dead.
Yep.
And they get rid of the blast marker, and they manage to rally. I do the martial order. They come out of a portal, and then they roll 2d6, and they can take the highest dice, and they can reanimate that many models.
Oh.
So they were completely back to full.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. It's like, fuck, that's horrible.
Recursion.
And not only that, they can go into one portal with part of their movement and use the remaining movement to move out of another
Barry,
one.
Barry, how come you didn't see to do this before?
Because you have to see it in action to see what this shit does.
Right, okay.
So, this was like... I was amazed at how well things were moving and working. And it's like, once you focus on the scenario is, I need two objectives.
So maybe the car drives better if I take the handbrake off. Yeah,
if you focus on the two objectives you need to get a blitz plus one for your 2 points. And then if you can pick up his BTU or whatever the fuck it is. I managed to do that, so cool. And then... Yeah, the game is quite straightforward, isn't it? There seems like a lot of nonsense. You've got to do this, that, and the other, but...
I think there's a lot of lists where just by looking at the list and choosing units, you don't know how the list is supposed to play.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe with Death Guard, there's something I'm missing. And like, even with Marines, like, you look at the Marine Codex list and you don't think, oh, this is all Thunderhawks and dropships. But you think, oh, I want all these tanks.
Maybe something you need to do is play against it. So like say I'll just write a Death Guard list and we'll proxy it. If
I think the super heavies are really good,
and then,
Gary.
And they'll be like, right, and this is what I've chosen.
Yeah.
See what you think. Yeah. Like, and then I'll use that against you.
And see how you go.
Yeah, see, and then...
Maybe
then,
playing against the AC, the weaknesses.
Because I picked up, that, you know, answered my questions with my own army playing against it on the, my third game.
So I managed to get
like, a lot of the armies. Yeah, you don't know how they play until someone tells you how it should play.
Yeah, it's weird.
So one of the drawbacks of Necrons, I mean, they need drawbacks to balance them. Is that
it's where the LGT is, the Legalium Centre. Yeah.
If you're what do they call it, your BTU or whatever, if that breaks and goes off board, it counts as destroyed.
Yeah, it'd have to be, because that would be really cheesy if it didn't.
Because you have to kill every... Normally, the BT, you have to kill to a man.
Yeah.
So, I won 3-1 against Dave, which I was really amazed. I didn't expect anything
good
in
result.
The game.
Good result.
I mean, he is a very experienced player.
Yeah, definitely.
He was playing a decent list.
Yeah.
But he's like, his aircraft and stuff couldn't do anything. All they were doing was shooting monoliths, and monoliths have got really fucking annoying armour.
Yeah.
So they've got...
What was his Terminators doing against you?
Well, he was having to... Because I took off all his cheap sheets. He was having to use them to do objectives.
Okay.
So, anyway, I managed to get 2 wins.
Yeah, I was
in a reasonable position. I'll look at where I am tonight. I think I should be, like, top third.
Yeah. So, of your games today, like, I'll answer this question first. What was, like the best, like... The best thing that you saw happen, like in terms of a cool moment. Like for me, it was in my first game. The bike, the Space Marine bikes, that spent the whole game not engaging because they didn't have anything they could really do.
Yeah.
Getting picked up by a Thunderhawk.
Cool.
Driving into a Thunderhawk that then flew off at the end of the end of the turn.
Didn't do anything.
And then
just
came in
cool.
on the last turn and actually did something.
Wow.
So like redeployed. Like to a useful thing. I thought I didn't realise bikes could do that. Could drive into Thunderhawks. It's like, oh right, fantastic.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty cool.
How about you two?
Probably my light drones getting revenge on things that had already smashed.
Floaty boat drones.
They are top tier, those floaty boat drones.
They are good. Yeah. I'm gonna have to there'd definitely be more of them in the future. And it was nice getting revenge, especially on Tau.
Yeah.
That had already smashed me up. Yeah, so probably that, Revenge of the Blight Drones.
Okay.
Sorry, that was definitely when my BTU, Revenge of the Blight Drones, the BTU, which took an absolute fucking shellacking, lost 5 to some, I can't remember what shot it, multiple things shot it.
Yeah.
So absolutely crippled it, bounced it off board, and then it marshaled, came back to complete full strength, and it's like, it's just fucking mental, man. It's so hard to kill stuff in this game. It's so because you're only rolling.
Not Eldar.
But you're only rolling a few dice, and you got 5 to hit, and then they got 4 up fucking armor and stuff, and then you work so hard to kick stuff off the board. Like they've been shot by Titans, and they've been shot by like Terminators, and they've been shot by Thunderhawks, and they've been fucking seriously. They've lost 5 of their 6 stands.
Yeah.
And then boom.
Oh, I love that.
It's full again. Fucking fall again. Oh no! I think that broke Dave. I think that broke his soul.
So you didn't know that would happen until it was pointed out to you by
I knew it would happen. I just didn't know how powerful it would be.
Oh, okay.
Because that's your action, isn't it? Yeah. You're marshalling and just getting your shit back.
Yeah. I like it.
But yeah.
Awesome. Okay,
it's all kinds of awesome.
2 of you together, that's fine. But what if one of you is the monster?
Monster? We're British, you know.
So, the AGM, that happened in the lunchtime after...
I'm glad it happened today.
Yeah.
It would have been easier to do tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, but maybe they catered for us. But, that answered my questions, essentially, because they chatted about their events, and there's a lot of, there might well be 11 epic events next year.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Like,
I ain't going to 11 events.
No,
I'll be looking to go to 3.
Yeah, but it's like they are existing. Like, okay, that's cool. Like, that's more than I thought. But then, and I asked, like, okay, what's your process? Like they detailed what they were going to work on. Like, and then bringing out a new army list. And,
but there was a new army list for Necron, and there was a new army list for another one, but I can't remember.
They were going to do a new Titan Legions one, like in terms of like Xenos Titans.
What was it? Was it? It wasn't Tyranids, was it?
Yeah, well, Tyranids as well.
Was it a new Tyranids and a new Necron?
And a new I asked the question. This was the one I want, because I'd seen Eldar be beaten. Okay, so Eldar can be beaten, fine. You know, like,
do you not feel cheesy with your free avatar?
No. But like, and then asked the question. Okay, so what's your process for working on things that are already existing? And there is a play testing. They have a group of play testers. You know, okay, all right. At least they would make changes to something if they felt they needed to. That's all I really needed to hear as a punter. It's like, okay. Well,
there is a pressure valve.
Yeah, there is. All right. And like something could be adjusted.
I think if I'm being honest, I think it's a relatively conservative scene.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you can see that in the fact that nothing's really changed this year at all.
Yeah.
And they've had many events this year. They've had six or seven.
They're
or
not going to. I mean, what they do with the Xenos Titans would be interesting, but I don't think they're going to invent any new troop types or like anything at all. They're not going to like find a way to give Tower Titan because Tower might, you know, like in the fluff they might have one, whatever.
So I asked about communications and having a Facebook group rather than a Facebook page, so you could actually get people to join and talk and whatever. And again, I think they're quite happy with the scene, you know. I don't think they're that evangelical about growing it. There's quite an old fucker scene, isn't it? Everybody there's like 40 minimum.
Yeah.
And they've been playing or they've been invested in the game for a while. I don't see it as like, I don't see there's any great impetus or desire to grow the scene.
No, there didn't seem to be. You know, because like we explained, I then supported Barry by saying, well, okay, Warmaster, like the Facebook page has grown the game greatly.
Oh, fuck, I wouldn't want to be an admin there, but Jesus, there's enough fucking members.
Yeah, it's like the one-stop place for Warmaster. And I guess what counters that is, of course, there's different types of Epic, isn't there? Like Epic UK, Epic France, whatever.
But it's very British to just stick your flag down and say, here's the flag! We claim this bit!
Surely if you had a real hub and you could grow the UK scene, then potentially that would get noticed by
other people,
and you might grow it internationally as well.
Exactly. Like, and
so unbelievably, the answer was the communication is done on the tactical forum.
Now, who uses that?
Well, to be fair, the rules committee for Warmaster do have a fucking forum to use. So I'm not adverse to you, although I do forget to log in.
Yeah,
it goes weeks and I think, oh shit, I've got to log in and have a look. But I think that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to join this fucking tactical forum or whatever it's called.
TACCOMS.
Is that what it is?
TACCOMS,
Fucking forums. Oh my. But one good thing is, forums, you can actually read shit and there's a history. You try and search on Facebook, forget about it.
But his IP, 40K as a universe, has always been GW's most popular thing. So there's no reason why Epic Armageddon couldn't have a huge player base.
Well, why would you want, now if someone say, if you're not evangelical, like want somewhere that, say, six times a year you can play a game you love with people that you get on with and in an environment you enjoy.
Yeah.
Then you're building the thing you want to build.
Yeah, it's true.
So maybe we were a bit too evangelical, saying, "Oh, you can have fucking hundreds of players." And you'd have to deal with all the shit that comes with that.
Yeah.
People pushing boundaries and arguing and complaining. It's very nice, friendly. I mean, they do need to do something about the fucking time because too many games are going to time. And it would let people say, oh, this there was a few other lists that had quite a lot of activations.
Yeah.
And the way you had that is like, well, you've got all those fucking activations, but you've only got an hour and 15 to play your game.
Yeah.
So,
just by like declaring intent as you, because it's all pre-measured. Like, all right, what this is going to do is going to go there, shoot them up at this range, and I'm this distance away from the objective.
But then on the flip side, if you want everyone to enjoy themselves, and you've got people that overanalyze and get stressed, do you want to give them even more pressure and upset them even more?
And then they might not come.
Well, how would you? I mean, you've played against them, haven't you, Gary?
Yes.
Well, I mean, what do you do?
But then I'm just.
You're not really having a game, are you?
Now,
you're just a nice guy, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Just too nice a guy. Yeah.
You're not really worried about winning the tournament or whatever. Yeah. It must be quite frustrating if you want to win a tournament and you get put against somebody that's dog shit slow. You think, fuck, how am I going to even get to the end of turn 3?
Yeah. So, my seat, like, it was a good AGM because it answered the questions that I was like, okay, that's good to hear. The problem I have with the system is that you can have some really bad matchups and you can't mitigate it in any way.
Like, how would you mitigate it?
I don't know, but it's just like literally, like, see, my second game was awful. Like, it was not a game. It was just, I was just getting my stuff.
My first game wasn't a game. But that had nothing to do with... Well, it did have something to do with Liz.
Well, you could have played that your first game differently.
I would play it differently if it went back in time. Yeah. But I don't know if the outcome would be any... I think we wouldn't have got out of turn one. There's no result till turn three, so you can't say, you know, oh, we got this many fucking... Because nothing... Yeah, you can't have a result.
Yeah.
It's not like other games where you can beat somebody in turn two somehow, break them or whatever. Yeah. You have to actually play out three turns.
Yeah. Yeah, I just that's the thing with I don't know how that's it. To me, that's its problem. But I don't know how you could.
Shouldn't there be a change in the scenario?
Or a different scenario. Why is it always the same scenario? Could you change the scenario to make it play better?
It seems that they won't mess with core rules at all. Like, they just won't do that.
The specific tournament.
Yeah, for sure. Although you probably wouldn't be allowed to enter into the championship and premiership or whatever they call it.
Because
they have strict rules about that.
Yeah.
But overall, I'm not that down on Epic. I think it's still got some legs. They need to make changes. You know, you need to see army lists evolve.
Yeah, yeah. Because some of your chat before this, Barry, was like you. If it didn't provide the answers you wanted, you might not play the game anymore. Like, as in you weren't interested in playing it. But that's not the case, because you are interested in playing the game more.
I don't know how you deal with the slow play for a start. I just don't know how you deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, so on a similar kind of tangent, I've been running these song events once a month for the club. You know, playing in them.
You only get an hour for that game, don't you?
So recent, like the latest faction that's like come out, like not released, not as in not models aren't physically in England unless you like in UK release, but Martells, for example.
Right.
They have mechanics which only trigger in the latter turns, like turns 5 and 6. So they're a faction that the game has to have the ability to go for its 6 turns. So and I played Martells. Like, so a guy, Grant, had got them from Poland, so we printed out the English cards versions, and I played Martells in the last song one. I was like, yeah, they're core cards here, so cards you can't get rid of, like, that are triggering on turns 5 and 6.
So in your hand of cards, your 5 cards.
Yeah, core deck, your core tactics. And their most interesting NCU scores victory points in turns 4, 5, and 6. You know, if he's not been stopped doing what he's doing, Doran Martell. So going forward, that system has to have a chess clock in it. You could give it generous, like there's no point trying to get people to play 5 games in one day because it was too much. But it's gonna have to have a chess clock because this faction has to be able to play to 6 turns. And it can't be like,
so is it not like, why are people not playing 6 turns then?
Why are they not?
Yeah.
Well, they're just taking too long, I guess.
Well, how do the games get solved then?
Oh, well, because it'll end like who's ahead, furthest ahead on scores on victory points by that point.
Oh, that sounds fucking dreadful for tournament play. Having stuff that you have to get to turn 6 and no way of getting to turn 6.
Basically, it hadn't been an issue beforehand. But now, like now, the players have get. You know, they've played a lot. Some of them have played a lot of events.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, yeah, they're speeding up play, but also they're thinking about it more. And yeah, it was just like now this new faction with its mechanic, Martells, for example. It's like, well, obviously the December event like has already been set, but going forward, it's going to have to be our chess clocks. Like, you know, is it?
But 2 hours is too long, isn't it, for a game?
No, like 2 hours is. It's, well,
fucking hell, it's only a small game. You could play a game of War Master in 2 hours.
Well, yes, it is, Barry, but not everybody does that. Everybody can do that.
I'm sure we used to play in an hour and 15 or something.
Yeah,
an hour.
We could, me and you. Yeah,
oh my god, yeah, but
can,
dear.
Can the,
and then what happens if you got your hour chess clock? You just lose.
Well, yeah, you run yeah, a, yeah, like you, and
just
you,
a hard
and
block.
You, and you score, and you get, you get shunted up to 10.
10 over white marines.
Well, 10 whatever. 10, as long as you get 10, which gives you the biggest result.
Wow.
So yeah, it's been interesting to play in a game system that's really like that's live, that like a company is supporting, and there's new stuff comes out, and they do adjust things. Like they do adjust things, not as regularly as you might have wanted, but they do adjust things.
Right. So how would they adjust this thing issue?
What is it? What we're talking about with Epic?
No, with the Martells.
Well, that's the thing. It's like they're gonna have to have the official, like, as in way tournaments will run, will have to allow the Martell player to play in six turns.
But they can't.
Well, the only way you can solve that is chess clocks.
Yeah, but I'm saying, for example, not everybody wants to use chess clocks, right? So let's assume people are not going to do that. How can you make a game go? How can I make my opponent that took an hour to deploy play
a third turn? That is a mental, example.
I've never seen anything like that. How can you take 1 hour to deploy when only you were deploying? I'm not deploying.
I am now like, what the hell were you? What were you doing?
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. There's not even any dice to roll, man. So that was really left a bad taste. I didn't even want to play the game that long. I didn't care about the result. I was just so pissed off. About nonsense. Just nonsense. There's a social contract here, man. There was
not meaning the social contract.
The whole game, I was having to hurry him up and say, look, we're going to run out of time. Yeah. We're going to run out of time. Yeah. Need to hurry up. I don't want to be doing this, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's mental. How do those, TOs sort that out? I don't know, but that is...
Well, you certainly should be advising when he puts a list of maybe you should consider not using a massive horde army.
Well, that won't achieve anything. I mean, you're just going to have to tell the guy, you're not playing the game quick enough, so...
He's a nice guy.
Well, I know he's a nice guy, but then he should understand,
But he kind of does, but he just can't do it.
Well, then he's... Take up tennis, then.
But he doesn't want to take up tennis.
No, him, not you.
No, what I'm saying, so, he really isn't a tournament player.
Well, okay, then he shouldn't play in tournaments, then.
But that's where else you're going to play.
I suppose. Yeah.
So, maybe we need to find a different type. Maybe it's not all about tournaments or gaming.
No, it's not. It's but they are mechanisms to play a system against people you haven't met before.
Exactly.
And to play against armies.
I'm a bit of a tangent, but that was Smogcon's greatest strength, is that
there were
fucking loads of tournaments, but loads of people came and didn't play in tournaments.
They
just played friendly pickup games.
Yeah, and that was
amazing.
Yeah, that's literally amazing. I agree with you.
I know I'm not talking about, you'd have say 200 people in the tournament, and you'd have half a dozen doing pickup games. You'd have 200 plus doing pickup games.
Yeah.
Just mad.
Yeah. And they had there was a mechanism they'd go up to the judge and say, hi, I'm here for a pickup game. This guy's weighing, you two play each other.
Yeah, we used to match. It was phenomenal. Yeah. But I mean, you could do that with 40K for sure, but. Because 40K is there's so many players, but no other system got that big.
I mean, 40K is an absolute beast of a system at the moment.
But that's what makes Epic so bizarre. Yeah. Why would you not want to play Epic if you like 40K?
I don't know. I mean, the only reason I can think of is that people just don't know it exists. They just don't know, what? Don't think of it. And that's scary.
Huh?
They're not advertising themselves, are they?
They're not evangelical, for sure.
They're not putting themselves out there saying, we are playing this game system and we think it's really good. Why don't you play it as well?
Yeah. It does have a relatively steep learning curve, Epic. It's quite difficult to learn without playing it.
Yeah.
You read the rule book and it doesn't make any sense.
I played one practice game. I'd played one Eldar game before against Gary, and I would have changed my list if I could have done after the second game. After my first game, I was like, that's what I needed to do. Uh-oh. No, I didn't.
Yeah. I'm nearly home anyway, so that was good. Good event. It was a shame we can't go back tomorrow, but I've got stuff on. You boys got your stuff on.
I mean, the fun of it is also the three of us hanging out as well. My aim of this was to see what beats Eldar. I've seen that. Right, okay. Eldar.
Well, everything it looks like.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, but you weren't using the proper Eldar.
The proper Eldar.
You weren't using the ones with the crazy artillery things.
Had
the bell tan. No, the fucking, they're mental ones, aren't they?
Night spinners. Yeah, I had them.
Did you? How many? Yeah.
Three. Oh, you're talking about the super heavy, like?
Yeah.
But I could branch off the Eldar to anything from that.
You need to get on the bell tan.
On the bell tan. Get on the bell curve.
Get on the bell tan. Get on the bell tan.
No, I quite like to see what Tyranids do, but I reckon they would get absolutely crushed every game.
That's the thing. There's that new Anklos just done that 3D print Kickstarter for Tyranids.
Did he cover all the models?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, he's a bastard. Oh, he's a bastard. Uncle, you bastard. Just.
I really want to do that. I would love to play the Tyranid army, but
they have no air power. They have no air power. They have no anti-air, I think.
Would I be spending like a month of my life painting an army that's just going to get
smashed?
I think that you could build a war engine army that's basically just six Titans or something.
I mean, if you like being bombed, you might well win the game still, but you're going to get bombed a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Barry printed me off. That's the army I want to do next for
Tyranids. I can't see it. I think the close combat is so weak in this game.
So weak.
So weak.
So easy to avoid.
Yeah. Especially if you were a skimmer bastard.
God, don't even have to avoid it. I just say no.
Skimmer says no.
Skimmer says no. What? I'm at least a 4+ to do that. No.
Nope. Answer's no.
Nope.
I've got to say, right at the end, they gave me my little award for the cheese factory that's been this year.
Yeah.
So I think I've played four events for four different lists.
We asked them not to give you an award, by the way.
They gave me a little grey blast thing. And now I get promoted out of the championship to the premiership.
You're grinning like a fucking Cheshire cat.
It's taking a lot of time and effort to run an event, four different armies, borrow an army off Paul.
Yeah.
I played Space Marines.
Yep.
I played
Guard. Necrons.
Oh, the fucking Orcs! I can play Orcs again now. They were beautiful, the Orcs. And Necrons, Necrons are horrible. I'm going to use them again next year. You've got to use a different one for each event.
But if you want to compete, yes, you do. Like, what did Horatio do? He won the championship.
He won the premiership. I think he did. He only did three different races, you get 1 point if you use a different.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Faction.
Faction. Yeah.
So if you use a different type of Orcs or a different type of Marines or whatever. But I think he's been to six or seven events. He's played Chaos. Yeah, I mean, he's a fantastic guy, Horatio. He deserves to win. So that was it. Yeah. I don't know what the episode number is. I'll record that later. And thanks to Gary for being the star and driving us home safely. We're just about to crash, but we're not crashing.
Yeah, it's not there yet.
Oh, yeah. We're nearly home. It's quite fucking foggy.
Yeah, you've done well.
Yeah, right. Okay. Good night.
Cheers.
Would you like to know more?